is the Freedom Fiend, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 kelvins to keep a sinful anastatism out of your head.
Yes.
Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, Phil and Michael?
Oh, I can feel it.
I don't feel it.
Well, we'll work on that.
I always feel it.
Something's terribly wrong.
We're going to get you feeling it by the end of this show.
I don't feel it. I've never said that. You know, that should be our warrant canary instead of worms. Can you feel it? No.
No.
That means we've been contacted by the government. But no, we have not. We're good. Do we BIPCOT yet?
No, we haven't. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Because if we don't BIPCOT it, the government can take our words.
Exactly.
And store them in their systems and steal our souls through our words.
Well, they do that already, but you know they could do it more, I guess.
That's kind of the equivalent, you know, like ancient cultures supposedly didn't like your picture taken because it's steal their soul. But
so they were a lot like teenage girls then. Well, I guess not millennial teenage girls.
Pictures.
Yeah, generation they take their own pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you talking about, Phil?
Well, this was, I'm old.
Are you not in touch with the kids today? Well,
I
think that's probably good that you don't,
you
don't
probably
know
should
a
not
lot
be
about
touch.
What young teenage girls are doing.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I'll take that as a good thing.
I keep getting older. They stay the same age.
Ew. All right, so.
Yeah.
So, any hoodle. So, you know, the idea of, like, that the government can steal, or that, you know, people can steal your soul with a photo is kind of crazy, or just kind of primitive and not really understanding how things work. But I would say that the government is doing the best they can to steal our souls by, open up a browser, any of you that can open up a browser. Do you guys have a browser?
Sir.
I want to try something.
Yeah.
Before we talk about Shia LaBeouf, I wish Diana were here. She loves to say LaBeouf when she laughs every time we say it.
I just call him Shia of the Beef.
Yes.
Shia.
So do you have a browser open?
Yes.
Indeed.
Do you guys go to Walmart? You guys go to Walmart ever?
Do I go there? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phil? I don't enjoy it, but yes.
All right.
Mine thankfully isn't too bad, but you know.
Okay, search Walmart.
Oh, mine's terrible.
Search Walmart and then the name of your city. All right. Let me know when you've done that. People at home playing the home game should be doing this too. So type in Walmart and then the name of the city you live in. Did you do that?
Except I misspelled the name of my city because I.
But it corrected
quickly.
You because it's all seeing and all knowing, right?
Oh, I use Start Page, so it doesn't actually do the autocorrect or the autofill.
Okay, what about it?
Google. This is a Google thing, Phil.
Okay.
You won't do Google, huh? All right. Phil's afraid to be photographed because it'll steal his soul. So I'll talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, okay. So you search Walmart and then your town. Now hit search.
Yeah.
And then hit go below the search window and hit maps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now over on the left. Okay. Then if there's more than one in your town, click on the.
No, it shows there's one and it shows the one that.
Okay. So. So over on the right, does it have like the address and the hours and the phone number and stuff?
On the left on mine, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I meant. All right.
Other left.
What is the first thing it says below save nearby, send a phone and share? What does it say right below that?
It says the address on mine.
Oh, really? Because on mine, right above the address, it says you visited 2 months ago, which I find incredibly freaking creepy.
It doesn't that's do creepy. That you're an Android user too.
I am. Yeah. You guys aren't? Oh.
I am.
No, I use Mac, and you'd think it would do that on the Mac, but it doesn't.
No, the Mac is doing that, but they don't let you know they're doing it. They know you visited 2 months ago. They don't want to let you know, probably. But
yeah, the jobs are sneaky.
You're not seeing that there, Android dude?
No.
Jeremy? Really?
No, Michael. Well, actually, hold on.
Let me ask you this. Are you logged in?
I'm always logged in.
Okay. Oh, I know. Michael, do you use Google Chrome browser?
Nope.
Oh, you use
Hold on. I'm going to check. I just realized it actually took me to the market because we actually have a Walmart market here. I'll try the Walmart store. Which is the next town over. Hold on. Let me check that one. See if, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I just realized that now.
Well, do you use Google Mail? Because if you're logged into Google, that's probably why it knows. Because it's
I'm logged in. I live a Google life, just like you live an I life. I have a Google life. So
mine still doesn't say that though. So
I just find this incredibly creepy. Well, if people are searching, some people who are searching at home are probably finding that it's freaking weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, if you have location services turned on. Not that I can do about
it other than, not use it. Oh, let me ask you this, too. So when you search, and on the right, is it showing, Jeremy, like a map of your town?
Yeah, it goes directly to the Walmart and the surrounding area.
Scroll in a bit so it shows you the names of some various landmarks in your town. When I do this, you probably won't have this because, you're not having the Google life I'm having, apparently. When I scroll in and I can see, my whole town on the screen, although your town might be bigger than my town, but my whole town on the screen to where I can see, the college and the museum and things like that, I can also see, it's highlighting places I go often, like the auto shop I've been to a bunch of times, the animal hospital I've been to a bunch of times, and both the Walmarts I go to. And is it doing that for you?
No,
it's doing that for me.
And it's just getting random stuff.
All right.
Although
it's weird.
My phone knows where I park whenever I go anywhere. So, and it's really convenient, but it's also a little
creepy.
Oh, it
tells you? Like if you say, Steve Jobs ghost, find my car, I lost it. It'll tell you?
Oh, not even. It'll just tell me anyway. Like if I, because in Seattle, you have to park like a mile away from wherever you're going and then walk the rest of the way.
Really?
So I never have to pay attention to where I park because it always tells me.
You know what's ironic? I used to live in San Francisco and it's the same way. And then I moved to LA and I thought it'd be worse. LA, it's incredibly easy to find parking 95% of the time because it's so spread out. There's a lot more room. And it's like land of cars and incredibly populated.
When's the last time you've been to LA?
You never have to park, 8 miles, 8 blocks away. Last time I was in LA, 2007.
Because last I heard, that is not the case. My friend just went to Disney World, and apparently parking was just terrible.
Well, Disney World is Anaheim, and it's it's not LA. Yeah. Disneyland is 45 miles from LA, isn't it? DJ, how far is Disneyland from LA? 25, 30 miles. It's Disneyland,
which is probably 2 hours driving. But
well, no, I'm not. Yeah. I don't mean it Disneyland. I mean when he was going other places.
Okay, in LA or in Anaheim?
It was probably just Anaheim. Okay, because he didn't even fly into LAX. He flew
Anaheim is a warehouse for people. It's horrible. It's the crappiest place on earth. It's where they have the happiest place on earth, but. The happiest place on earth is enforced by law, by private law. They have private armies. They have people. Disneyland has people that if you protest in front of Disneyland, eventually the police will come and use mace on you and remove you. But before that even happens, Disneyland has their own armed policemen that'll go out there and chase you out.
Yeah.
No, that's a horrible, horrible place, man. I've known some people live there. I've visited them there. It's pretty much endless, I guess you'd call them apartment complexes, and also a lot of gated low-rent communities, which is a thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Sound a lot like Orlando.
Oh, they're everywhere. Texas has a lot of them, too. But places where there's, apartment complexes that have a gate around them and have you have to use a card to get in or a key code, but they're just rife with crime and your car will get stolen while you're in there. That kind of place.
Yeah.
You've been in the places like that?
I know those type of places.
Yeah. They're all over the place in Orlando. I've known multiple people who've lived in places like that.
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting concept. It's like, what are you keeping out at that point?
No, they're just trying to look good.
When 10% of your neighbors are probably, violent criminals. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that I started this show with, Nima Vidati, used to live in a place like that in Texas until he moved to a better place, just a house, rented a whole house. He carries a gun and he didn't feel safe there. That kind of place. And he's somebody who's not scared. Like, he's not the kind of guy that, oh, I see brown people, I'm locking my car windows. Although I lock my car anytime in any city kind of area, any kind of crimey looking area. But yeah, it's weird. People, humans. So
yeah, but,
yeah. So more complaints. How do we blame the government? I don't know if I can blame the government for this. It's kind of weird. Unfortunately,
I'm sure it's their fault.
I'm sure there are plenty of ways.
Yeah, I could probably think of some ways. I mean, I've talked to architects and tradesmen and contractors who all tell me that without the government, a house would cost about like a house would cost about 20% of what it costs. So,
oh, yeah.
I think that without the government, people wouldn't have to be stacked on top of each other, and you know, there wouldn't be places where, you know, those experiments where they like put a bunch of rats in a cage and they start attacking each other if they're too close. It's like that with people. It's like that with all mammals.
Right. Oh yeah. And in Seattle, there's a huge homeless situation, and it's essentially because of ridiculous minimum wage and ridiculous zoning regulations and you know, property taxes. And they're still trying to raise property taxes to pay for these ridiculous programs.
Oh yeah. And I'd be willing to bet that a lot of the people that are homeless are homeless because, you know, the people that like rallied for the $15 minimum wage that were making $12 an hour and living in a studio apartment and like not doing great, but not homeless, you know, probably lost their job when the minimum wage went up and probably ended up homeless because of what they rallied for. Happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, and it's really ridiculous. I've been doing some research on it. This place has had uninterrupted leftist rule for at least 27 years, and the only reason you can even say that is because the mayor before that was technically an independent, but I'm sure he was a leftist, and they still want to blame capitalism on everything.
Yeah, really. That's pretty much true. The places that are doing the worst are generally the place. It's, you know,
Detroit was 50
years. A lot of
gun
owners say it's because you can't have guns there. That's true to an extent, but it's more true that if the place is run by a liberal, which also goes hand in hand with, you know, like, because you can have a gun in Detroit, but meow, 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 meow.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the road to freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiend phone.
Bipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch. Now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
I'm wiping the tears off of my face right now.
Oh, the ads are great, and everyone should buy everything advertised.
Absolutely.
On this network. So,
buy two.
Oh, I have a live read to do, you know?
Oh.
I complain a lot that we don't have enough money to keep doing this, and, you know, I just spent a bunch of money for equipment on other people this week who aren't even on the show, just spreading liberty. And so I complain about not having money, but I also don't take ads, paid ads, because taking paid ads is horrible. It's a horrible business to be in, because to do that, in addition to doing shows, you have to hustle people. And I really hate hustling people. I really hate, you know, I don't mind that it happens. I don't mind that it's a thing. It's part of commerce that people call up people who the last thing on their mind right now is I want to buy some ads. But, you know, the first thing on their mind might be, hey, my business could be doing better. And then you call them up and say, buy some ads. But I really, I despise doing that. And I've actually tried. I'm amazed that I'm not in the nut house or dead. I mean, doing this show just drives me nuts. And I've been doing it for 5 years and I haven't given up. And I want to pat myself on the back for it because I'm just thinking about like something I haven't even thought of in a long time, which at one point about 3 years ago, I tried to like basically get salesmen on commission. I said on the air, like, you know, who wants to do ads and help out the Freedom Fiends and make some money yourself? And, you know, I wrote out the whole thing, how to do it, spent an hour talking to each person online, on the phone or on Skype, you know, here's how you do it. Here's how to cold call. Here's who to call. Here's what to say. And, you know, I trained like seven people and they all just screwed up and they all either didn't do it or screwed up or didn't sell any ads. But I've sold ads. I've hustled and sold ads in the show, but it makes me want to eat my gun. It's freaking horrible doing it. I'm not made for it. Some people are made for that. Some people love doing it. And one girl even started stalking me. There was a woman who, like, whoa, you know, I told her, like, you know, don't call any of the people that advertise already on this network. And I told the people who they were, and she didn't listen to that. And she called one of the people that GCN already sells ads to. And, you know, she told me she did it. I'm like, I told you not to do that. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'll call them and tell them I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, don't do that. And then she's like, okay, I won't. And then she did. She called them up.
Oh, wow.
And like, you know, hey, I'm deeply sorry. Michael wanted me to call you. I didn't want her to call, you know, like lied. You know, and GCN talked to me about it. I mean, like, that's, you get what you pay for. And I was like getting people for free and it was horrible and it almost got me in trouble. And, you know, then I had to apologize to people I didn't even know. And so, but I don't take ads on the show. And then I also ask for donations and complain a lot that, you know, Liberty doesn't pay. Oh, I'm also making an ad. I was looking for music today to make an ad, and I found the perfect, like, solo tinkling minor key piano music, like the kind of music, and it's royalty free, and it was the kind of music that they play, like, when they show abused dogs on TV and ask for money. Yeah. I found music that sounds exactly like that. It's royalty free. I'm going to make an ad that's like, hello, Liberty doesn't pay much, but you can help the Freedom Fiends for only $1 a week. I'm going to make a like kind of sincere sounding ad like that, using that kind of music as a joke, but
I love it.
Also for real. Yeah. So what I'm getting around to is that you should go use purse.io and enter the code Fiends, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra. Purse.io is a really cool site. That's the thing, too. It's like advertising. You have to advertise sites you don't like. Like, this is a site I really like. I really dig. I dig that their business plan. Basically, they will, you can buy things on Amazon at a discount using Bitcoin. You can start with a 5% discount immediately, or you can, if you can wait a day, you can set a discount that's higher, up to 33%. And, you know, usually get the discount within a day or two. Also, you know, you can do the opposite. You can, you know, trade Amazon gift cards for Bitcoin. So I highly recommend this site.
Wait a minute. Ooh, that's that's very interesting to me.
Why? Does your grandma give you Amazon gift cards and you want to spend them on Kratom?
No, allegedly, I get paid in Amazon gift cards.
Oh, well, you can go to the Freedom Fiends site over on the top right sidebar, click on the sign up for Purse, and go through that link and set it up, and you can do that, Jeremy.
Sweet.
And,
even
if people already use Purse, they can help the Freedom Fiends by using the Freedom Fiends link, which is below the main link on the top right of the Freedom Fiends. So you use them, Phil? You like them?
Oh, yeah. I love them. I got my roaster. They're great.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we're going to talk about Shia LaBeouf when we get back.
Shia of the Beef.
This trip to the free market. Meow, meow, meow.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hi there, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Purse.io is a great website where you can spend Bitcoin on Amazon or trade Amazon gift cards for Bitcoin. I use Purse myself and I love it. You can also get discounts on Amazon. You can get 5% right this minute, or if you place your order and wait a day or so, you can name your discount and get 10%, 20%, even up to 33% off. You can try Purse right now and get 0.01 Bitcoin free on your first order over $50. And if you go through the Freedom Fiends link, Purse will also send 0.01 Bitcoin to the Freedom Fiends. Help yourself to some agorism and help Liberty Media while you're at it. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Purse link at the top right, even if you've used Purse before. Or enter the referral code FIENDS when you sign up at purse.io. That's FIENDS. Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra. Do it! Can you say that on radio?
LaBeef, LaBeef. Everyone LaBeef.
No. I don't want to LaBeef.
You've already established that you're not feeling it.
Before we LaBeef, I want to mention two things. One is, the thing I didn't mention about Purse.io, which makes it even cooler after all the things I said, is that first-time users who sign up through the Freedom Fiends link or use the code FIENDS, F-E-E-N-S, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra, when they sign up on the website, get 0.01 Bitcoin after their first order over $50, and the Freedom Fiends will also get 0.01 Bitcoin. So
wow.
It's $12 right now. So spend $50, get $12 back, and get $12 for the Freedom Fiends.
Nice.
Yeah, they're doing that. The only
complaint I have about them is that I spent all of my Bitcoin there.
That's funny. Lou was talking about someone who was saying that as like, you know, a socialist complaint. Like some guy, he saw some guy walking out of Walmart pushing like an overflowing shopping cart, and he shook his head and just looked at Lou like, you know, a stranger walking by and said, "Man, Walmart got all my money." And Lou was like, "Yeah, but you got all that stuff."
Yeah.
So the other thing I didn't mention was that girl, that woman who, said that she stalked me, but I didn't really explain that. You know, she did something really inappropriate that I told her not to do. Like, basically, she embarrassed me and endangered my relationship with our network in my, you know, by trying to get a sale that I told her not to go after. And then, you know, lying and fibbing and blah, blah, blah. So she kept calling me and trying to apologize and like, you know, let me try again. I'm like, I could tell the first time I talked to her that she was going to be too high maintenance to do, you know, to help out, to be more help than she's worth. I look at everything as a cost benefit analysis, including humans. And that sounds callous to people, but you know, unless you're out just caring for the needy constantly, and then you're still getting something out of it, you know, your self-esteem and your sense of helpfulness, which is a good thing. But, you know, I could tell before this even happened from talking to her that it was going to be a nightmare, but she was very enthusiastic. And the other people that wanted to do it were like, yeah, I can probably do some of that sometime. And, so after she was done, I basically fired her. You know, you'll never work for free in this town again. And which I've said to many people in the Freedom Fiends, apparently. So, you know, basically it comes down to if they make my life more difficult rather than less difficult. So she was making my life really difficult without having done a single sale and not a whole lot of like inkling that she was going to make a sale. And she kept calling me. And I, you know, she got a hold of me once and I was like, okay, do me a favor. Don't call me again. I don't want to talk to you. You know, I'm not going to say bad things to you about, you know, by name. I'm not going to name you by name and say bad things about you. but I just want you to go away. You're a libertarian. You believe in free association. Quit free associating with me. Go away. Do it elsewhere. She kept calling me and kept calling me, leaving long, weepy messages on her answering machine. Finally, I get this call from another number in the same area code I don't recognize. It's her husband. And he's like, hi, this is blah, blah, blah. Who am I speaking with? And I'm like, what do you want? You know, I thought it was a telemarketer. And he's like, well, why are you calling my wife? Blah, blah, blah. Or why is she calling you for these long, you know, many times a day? And I laughed. It's like, man. And you know, I'd done I don't think she had a romantic crush on me. It was just, she wanted to be helpful in liberty. She was a newly minted libertarian and probably had some mental problems and some, you know, social problems, and they got foisted on me. But her husband was like, why is my wife calling you many times a day and leave, you know, for 3 or 4 minutes? Cause he'd look at her phone. And I explained the situation, and this tells me a lot about her. He totally believed me, and he said, "Okay, yeah, I'll talk to her." Like, oh, not we've this been kind down, of stuff again.
We've been down this road before.
Yeah, with something else, you know, probably not doing ads for a libertarian radio show, but something else. And then it stopped. Like, I don't know what she's, I don't think he threatened her anything. I mean, they probably had a good relationship, but I think he just sat her down and probably talked to her like a child and explained to her why you shouldn't bother people.
Honey, do you remember what happened with the Johnsons? Do you remember?
Do you remember why we had to leave Michigan? All right. So, speaking of weird, creepy people that just won't go away, Shia LaBeouf is in the news.
Oh, like poor LaBeouf.
All right, so perfect. What happened, guys?
My favorite line is this. A good rule of the internet is to never tell 4chan something is impossible. So,
for people that don't know, 4chan is... boy, how do you explain? Jeremy, you try this. Explain to Gavin.
I can't even explain because I was never on 4chan. I mean, it's a giant troll factory. Yeah,
it's a troll factory. And it's people on the internet that like to that get a kick out of messing with other people. And sometimes it's really sinister and sometimes it's kind of good natured. It can be anywhere in between. Like, they have a reputation for being extremely sinister, like to the point where people have killed themselves or moved or changed their phone number. But a lot of what they do is a lot mellower and just kind of funny. And then a lot of it is a little sinister, but to people who probably deserve it in this case. And yeah. the interesting thing too about 4chan, a lot of people don't know who haven't used it. First of all, you guys have heard of Anonymous, and people listening have heard of Anonymous, this group of hackers and hacktivists who have done things like probably had something to do with creating the Arab Spring and have like are basically almost single-handedly responsible for Scientology going from like this unstoppable thing that was as powerful as a government to this like this laughable thing. Like, it used to be you didn't dare, you know, talk ill on the internet about Scientology, or they would, you know, A, sue you, B, you know, break into your house, like in your locked building, they'd get in somehow and like, you know, leave notes on your threatening notes under your door, things like that. And now they don't have any power like that. And a lot of it's because of Scientology just destroying them. Like Scientology, Anonymous. I mean, not of Scientology, Anonymous destroying them. Anonymous is very into, they hate censorship. That's one of their main things that connects, you know, the amorphous blob that is Anonymous. And Scientology is very big on censoring because they have this racket where they, you know, it costs money to go up each level in their organization. And basically all you get in each level is more literature that's not available in the previous one. And they just took all the literature and put it online, and they've been sued. People have been like put out of business for doing that before to Scientology, but Anonymous found ways to do it anonymously and it worked. And they also did a lot of like, you know, actually going to out in front, you know, with the masks on, the Guy Fawkes masks, you know, going to Scientology organizations. So it started on 4chan. On 4chan, your username is anonymous. Everyone's username is anonymous. That's where the name of the organization came from. Did you know that? You guys know that?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that, actually.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, it was like, you know, who did this? Oh, we did. Who's we? We are anonymous, because that was everyone's username on the site intentionally. So the thing a lot of people don't know about that site, too, is that the way they deal with, you know, like demands for, you know, you must remove this or we'll sue you, which basically websites that, you know, aren't on the dark web have to comply with or get put out of business by governments everywhere, especially in the US. What the guy does, it's a brilliant idea. Everything on the website every 2 or 3 days disappears. So his description of it was, it's kind of like a roll of butcher paper, like a continuous roll of paper that you write on. And after a couple of days, you know, it erases and it comes back. So by the, you know, something we posted on there, people would freak out about it and their lawyers would write a letter and send the letter. And by the, you know, the letter would say, you know, you must comply within 72 hours or we're going to sue you. And like within 72, by the time they usually got the letter, the stuff was gone off the
site.
Yeah. So what'd they do to Shia LaBeouf?
Well, Shia LaBeouf has been doing the He Will Not Divide Us live stream around the United States. And
he will divide us, though. He's dividing us, especially this. Well,
you know, LaBeouf will divide us.
People who say he will not divide us about Trump are the ones really dividing us.
Absolutely. I mean, it's derisive speech. I mean, come on. But yeah, so it was originally in New York City, and of course, violence ensued and trolling ensued, and it got canceled out of there. So he moved it to.
Well, wait. The violence, though, somebody went up to him, put their arm around him and was selfieing, videoing it, and like pretended to be with him and then said something in favor of Trump with his arm around him. And LaBeouf tried to punch the guy. The yes. Violence was from mm-hmm. LaBeouf.
I think that, right. Exactly. That happened at least twice, actually.
No, LaBeouf is a big movie star.
He was, yeah.
Yes.
Was. Yeah. All right, so what happened?
Well, it moved to New Mexico first, and then gunshots happened, and it got canceled there, too.
You're burying the total lead. You're so burying the lead.
No, he didn't.
Wait, what?
The live stream had to get moved.
For me.
Okay. The live stream, so it was canceled in New York City, and after it was canceled, they moved it to New Mexico.
So they moved, what did they move? The camera? It was broadcasting
the whole thing, the whole art exhibit. It was in Albuquerque.
What was the art exhibit? I'm Grandpa. I'm listening on the radio. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a big wall where people could. There was a video camera set up where people could like leave video, like because it was recording all day and live streaming, and people could leave their messages, like voicing their displeasure or say whatever, basically. But it was just he was hoping people would voice their displeasure about Trump or you know, give it inspirational messages about how you know, we will not divide us. You know, he will
right.
not divide
and the goal
us
was essentially to have people chanting this one slogan over and over and over again. Just drop by and start chanting, he will not divide us, and yabba yabba. But somebody decided to shoot somebody in Albuquerque, so that it was taken down again.
Shoot somebody?
Yeah, or shoot at somebody. It's not clear about whether or not somebody got shot. But, right. There were gunshots. That's all I know. So, but that ended up driving the stream out of Albuquerque. So he moved it to an undisclosed location, which turned out to be in Tennessee.
We'll talk more about it when we get back from this trip to the market.
Worms.
Where he moved it and what happened after this
How
trip
it was
to the market.
Found.
Yeah, that's the fun part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you tired of driving your kids to G.G. Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find G.G. Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where G.G. took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the G.G.iest place on Earth. G.G. always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone. And that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire. And our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, Meow Bit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
We're on the air right now, Jeremy.
Now I know.
Every Freedom Fiends episode, every hour of every Freedom Fiends episode, if it were a commercial radio show where we were being paid, we'd probably all get fired every show. But you know what? We still make a listenable product that's great, and it's like nothing else in the world, and it's free.
This is true.
And it's wonderful. And it's a Liberty teaching hospital. It's a Liberty University, a free Liberty University for the next generation of Liberty talkers. What's that?
And it brought forth
sorry,
this.
You interrupted me when I was talking about teaching people how to do good radio. What did you say, Phil?
And it brought forth this revolutionary new technology called Fiend Phone.
It did. You can get Fiend Phone by going to FeenPhone.com. It's software that we made because we're doing shows with different hosts in different locations, and Skype wasn't good enough. And there were things that are good enough, but they cost $200 per license for the software version, or $1,500 to $3,000 each for the hardware version. So we made something that's software that's free. It's free to use. It's free to fix. It's free to improve. It's free to make versions for Linux, which I wish someone would do. And yeah, man, there it is. Free software. Free as in speech. Not as in free beer, but it's also as in free beer. But it's not truly free free software. Do you know about this, Phil?
About
we can't call it free software. Do you know that?
You can't call it open source.
You can't call it open source.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
open source. I think you can still call it freeware, though.
I could call it, yeah, you're right. I could call it open source software.
Oh, open source.
Open source. I think that's
I think you should run
right
with
there.
That. Open source software. That's
open
beautiful.
Open source software. I mean, I can't be the first person to say that, but it's pretty funny. I think we should use that in the show title tonight. So Shia LaBeouf set up a webcam with a streaming feed, which means you can watch it anywhere in the world, and it's a live feed.
Yep.
Which we decided during the break to explain, because there might be people who don't know that what that is, even though that was one of the first things that was ever done on the web, obviously. And the first one was a coffee pot at some university. So people anywhere in the building could see if the coffee pot was empty or full. And the second one was porn. And everyone since then has either been porn or an American eagle laying eggs or hatching its eggs. Or Shia LaBeouf making fun of the president, which, we all make fun of the president, but our alternative is no president. His alternative is, somewhere to the left of Bernie Sanders. So tell me more. What happened when he moved it a second time to an undisclosed location? And then the webcam was just there were no people there, right? So it was pointed at a flag.
It was pointed at a flag in the sky. So it was just a white flag.
It wasn't a white flag. It was a flag that said, "We will not."
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go.
What, a white flag? The undisclosed location of the "we're surrendering" flag? No.
Well, the flag was white with black letters.
Yeah.
I saw a quick photo of it, so I didn't.
Yeah, the quick photo of it, it wasn't blowing, right? So it was just.
Yeah, exactly.
Limp flag.
That's all I saw.
Can you say
which seems apropos for him? So,
so what happened, Phil? How did it become a disclosed location?
Well, the 4chan essentially got they noticed a picture of him go-karting or something in Greenville, and they said, oh, well, so he's somewhere around Greenville, and they took the live stream of the flag, and Greenville, Tennessee, sorry, and they took a live stream of the flag, and they triangulated it based on, like, weather patterns and flight patterns, nice. Like, where the flag was waving, and they found this, and sometime in the middle of the night, some 4chaners went over, and they stole the flag and replaced it with a MAGA hat, the Donald Trump Make America Great Again hat.
Is a flag, or is it a big hat, or a little normal-sized hat?
No, just the hat. Just a hat. Wow. Yeah, they hung it up on the flagpost.
Oh, and then, nice.
Yeah, afterwards, Shia LaBeouf went out there and started guarding the flagpole with a bat.
Oh, man. What a meanie. He's basically turned into like a patriot for his We Will Not Be Divided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Better, Dan. He'll beat you up if you touch his my flag. Man,
somebody's got to get pictures of him like falling asleep out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick before we go, and I know we're going, I hear music. It's interesting that these people did something that usually people think only the government can do.
Yeah.
You know, you see that in like FBI shows, like, and we triangulated the flight patterns.
And they caught pictures of him with a drone too, with a like a private flying drone.
Nice.
When he was holding the bat.
Anything the government you can do probably better.
Hey kids, try this at home.
Absolutely.
Try this at home.
Yeah. Worms.
You and your kids should try it. You should go on a road trip.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to Lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPar 2017.
LibPair.
As in paradise.
It's like, you know, it's like what Libertarian Paradise would be called in 1984. Actually, in 1984, it'd be the crime of aspiring to Libertarian Paradise would be called LibPair.
From the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. That's BIP with a P.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, during the last hour, for those of you who are with us, that really explained, like, I came back from that half hour going, man, radio's hard. It's hard to do good radio. During the break, I went outside with my wife and the cats and my wife in the living room. My wife said, what was that? What did you say about Shia LaBeouf? What was that story? I couldn't really hear it. And I told her the whole story in like 35 or 40 seconds, and she was laughing her head off during the whole thing. Like, that took us a half hour on radio. Jeez, man. You listeners.
There's a lot to explain for the uninitiated.
I know.
And it took us a half hour to get to it.
I know. But it was good. It was a good half. It was a good hour, the whole thing. Yeah. The other thing, too, is I was thinking, from what I know about 4chan, I'd be willing to bet that the people who went out of their way to triangulate that and find that, and specifically the people who put the Trump Make America Great hat instead, replaced it with the flag with that, the Shia LaBeouf flag with that, I'd be willing to bet that those people don't even like Donald Trump.
Oh, almost definitely not.
Or don't feel strongly one way or the other about him. Yeah.
It's 4chan. They hate everything.
They troll everything. They don't hate everything.
Yeah. They don't care about
anything.
They
make fun of everything. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So, for the people that are joining us on the two stations, the one in Sundance, Wyoming, which is not where the Sundance Film Festival is. People say that, but no, Sundance Film Festival is in Utah, and it's named after the TV, the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, because the guy in that movie, Redford, started the Sundance Film Festival. So,
you know, I was about to make fun of people for thinking that it would be in Wyoming. Then you said it was in Utah.
Oh, and you think that's funny?
Yeah.
Well,
a flyover state.
What you got against flyover states? You who live near an ocean and think you're special. Explain your comments, sir.
Hey, nothing. I loved Flagstaff when I was there, Arizona.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough, as they say. That's weird when people say that. Fair enough. Which really means you're wrong, but I let you speak and let's move on. Fair enough.
Don't tell people that's what I mean when I say that, Mike.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so for the people in Sundance, Wyoming area, actually, like, in the
welcome.
Whole... Yeah, you're welcome. For the whole top right quadrant of this giant state, because it's a really, it's like a, what is it, 50,000 watt station.
We're on the
second hour there.
Megawatts.
You know, 15,000 watt station that starts the second hour in Belle Fouche, South Dakota.
That's one of my favorite towns to say.
That is an awesome
Belle Fouche. It's where Shia LaBeouf should probably live. Although they'd probably hate him there because he's what he is. But
LaBeouf from Belle Fouche. I can't
tell. Fouche.
Belfouche.
We're not making fun of Belfouche.
No, it's a cool name to say.
I like saying Belfouche. Yep.
We are giving it high props. I had a fascination with names, you know. Like when it came to like sports, I used to like when I was younger, I used to pick out my names that sounded just like were fun to say. Like there was a baseball player.
I thought Notre Dame like had a hunchback. I thought the team Notre Dame had a hunchback. Really? That's how little I knew about sports.
It was a staple. Cool.
I still think that. That's how little I know about sports. But
anyway.
So I want to welcome these people. I want to say that you should check out purse.io, which is great. You can spend Bitcoin there. You can also get Bitcoin there by getting rid of you sell your Amazon gift cards for Bitcoin. It's a great system. And it helps the Freedom Fiends to use it. And it helps you. And you can name your discount. You get 5% right this minute. Or you can get up to 33%. So go to purse.io and use the code FIENDS, Foxtrot Echo Echo November Sierra, when you sign up. Or go to the Freedom Fiend site, click on the link, top right, it says free purse on the Freedom Fiends. So we're going to move on. We're going to talk about our other favorite topic, the FCC. Do you guys have this outlawradio.us? Oh, wait, that's not the first one. We should have the, here it is. Okay, the
XRQK.com.
Yes, Radio Pirates. Who wants to read this page? It's not that long. Or you guys, why don't you read half of it and then pass off to the other at some point? So go ahead. This is a website by Richard B. Johnson, Radio Ether Organization, 170 Main Street, Groveland, Massachusetts. I'm not doxing him. His address is on there.
Yes, so, it absolutely is.
Yeah. I don't know if he still lives there, so don't go do anything to that house at all. But if you're going to, make sure you confirm he's there. His site's several years old. All right.
Well, I don't think... Is that actually his address or the address of the organization?
The organization is him, dude.
Yeah, look. If you look at his studio, it looks like it's in his den. So, yeah, I'm going to assume that it's his house.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the picture of the pirate studio that he's talking about.
Oh, well, but if you look at the website, it's clearly a one man job. So
yeah, it looks like one man in 1993, but you know 1994.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the Seeds of Liberty website.
Like 1886, like a 1990 AOL homepage. All right, so
or the Jay Sit and Stay website, you know.
Yep.
Nothing but high quality for me. All right. So this blog, I guess, essentially is what it is. It's titled Radio Pirates in Massachusetts.
Arrgh.
Yeah, exactly.
Read it in how you picture his voice.
Oh, how I picture him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There is an unlicensed radio station operating from 7 Hillside Road in Boxford, Massachusetts. it operates at an unassigned frequency of approximately 87.9 megahertz and identifies itself as, quote-unquote, the Wave.
The Wave.
This station operates with approximately 100 watts of power and to vertically polarized, yada, yada, yada.
Okay, you can tell this is a ham radio operator. Yeah, I'm, like, he's getting excited right here. I want to read this sentence just because this is, you can tell he's a ham radio operator because of this amount of detail. The station operates with approximately 100 watts of power into a vertically polarized antenna, with a reported gain of 5 dBi. The radiation center height above average terrain is approximately 150 meters.
Yeah, I was I was lost halfway through that. That's why I was just
going to back up from there.
But I understand. Yeah, okay. So yeah, he's obviously very into his craft.
Yeah.
This produces a signal strong enough to be heard on typical automobile radio over a 10-mile radius with fringe reception in Danvers, Massachusetts to Portsmouth, Danvers, Massachusetts to Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
That's incredible. That's like
from a 10-mile radius to that. Like, how long of a range is that?
I mean, Portsmouth, New Hampshire is on the coast.
That's what I thought.
I don't know how far it is, but it's, you know, it's probably more than 60 or 100 miles.
All right. Well, there are many more unlicensed illegal operations in Massachusetts. The FCC website is noticeably devoid of enforcement actions in Massachusetts. He's very mad at the FCC.
Why can't you clamp your boot on my state, too?
Yeah.
According to public records, the site from which this illegal operation occurs is also registered at the address of an amateur radio operator, X1XMJ.
Okay, it's 35 miles, Boxford to Portsmouth. It's okay. Just up the coast. All right.
That's still a pretty big swing from the 10-mile. Yeah, okay.
Derek J's in Portsmouth. We should ask him if this is still happening.
Yeah. Can you pick up the station?
Can you do an air check for us, please, Derek?
Certainly, a licensed radio operator is aware that radio stations must be licensed. This address is also a registered address of a company purported to be, quote-unquote, New England Broadcasting. At one time, Seacoast Realty, a real estate business, was run out of this address as well.
Probably the best mom.
Advertisements for this business have been heard on the illegal radio station.
Oh, no.
The apparent owner or operator of this illegal radio station...
go ahead. It's a teenager.
Recruited the help of a teenager to help produce a website.
Do you think the guy lives with his mother and said, you know, mom was like, I don't know if you should be running that radio station here. And he probably said, I'll run free ads for you. And she said, okay, you can do it.
Yeah. So to produce a website to advertise this illegal operation, I wrote the teenager advising him not to be involved in this illegal operation.
Oh, God.
I also advised the teenager how the FCC normally handles unlicensed operation of radio stations.
Yeah, they send you a letter that says, please stop.
Yeah.
That's how they first handle it, generally.
I sent him this document with a hyperlink, I'm assuming, to the document telling him please stop letter.
Beware. It's a document called Pirates Beware, but it's 404, the link.
The apparent owner sent me an email excoriating me for becoming involved. Well, gee, I wonder why. I have reported this criminal activity to regulatory agency, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, twice. They have not responded. I have also sent email and a letter to my congressman. There has been no response.
Wow. That's amazing.
I love the fact that nobody's listening to
it. I know. Like, there's agencies set up to go after people for doing this, and he's still...
He's so annoying. They're like, no.
That's one of the things I've heard is that people say you shouldn't try to elect politicians like Ron Paul that are going to streamline government, because if they actually manage to do it... And the guy after them is a tyrant, he's going to have a government that actually might be able to get around to, like, doing things like catching these kids.
Yeah. So, all right. Continue. Radio stations need to be licensed because the radio spectrum is owned by the public. The FCC is empowered by Congress to regulate the use of this public resource. The radio spectrum must remain a public resource, or else all property owners could sue radio stations to prevent trespass of their radio waves over and on private property. The control of private property by its owners is a fundamental right that predates the founding of this country.
All right. hang on. Before we go on, I got to say that after reading this a couple nights ago, I went to sleep and I had a dream. I woke up the next morning from a dream. I was laughing when I was waking up. And it was because I had a dream that there was an ad on TV from the FCC that was kind of like Smokey the Bear, but it was like Broadcast Man. And it was like a superhero with a cape with a big FCC on his chest. And the logo was protecting us from using our frequencies.
Nice.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Thank you for being a fiend. You may know the show is Triggerweens. We're saying worms and your new bigger buttons on. And if you threw a party and invited every yak you knew, you would see we'd still follow the NAP, and we're covered by Bipcot. Thank you for being a fiend.
Trying to get into me. Beast, you didn't have me and you cried. Beast loves me. All right. So we're talking about the FCC and people who love them more than they love their family.
Hmm. Like this guy, Richard B. Johnson. Can you say that name on radio?
I don't know, man. I think it's a dirty word. It's more than four letters, but it don't sound right to me.
Right.
So he wrote this letter, this open letter to the world on a website with very few viewers. I'm looking at the Alexa ranking. And as you know, his Alexa ranking is actually better than it was last week. I posted this. I think I got in more traffic from posting this once on Facebook.
Of course you did.
In a year. But he was upset that there were some people running an unlicensed radio station that was not interfering with anything. And he wrote his congressman. He wrote the FCC, then he wrote his congressman.
Twice.
The people. Twice. And the people were still operating, so he made a website to try to get government to point their guns at somebody. You know, one thing that they always say, people who think that it's a crime, it's a real crime to run a pirate or unlicensed radio station, is they always say that it interferes with other frequencies. And you know what? If you have a good filter on it, good low pass filter, which, you know, you can make for about $5 or you can buy for about $50. It doesn't do that. If you use an open frequency, it does not interfere with anybody. All right. So go ahead and read on there, Phil, of what this wonderful man said.
In the United States, allowing the operation of an unlicensed radio station is similar in effect to allowing a squatter to build a house on public lands.
Nope.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Certainly, private dwellings can be constructed on public lands, but only after an appropriate rental agreement or other license to use the property has been obtained from its regulatory agency. This
That's
is exactly
so
what is...
He's so square, man.
Oh, yeah.
So square.
How many times can you use the term regulatory in one paragraph? This is exactly what is required to use the public radio frequency spectrum. Operation of an unlicensed radio station is a federal crime, and such criminal activity must be prevented by the regulatory agency, the FCC.
Apparently, they're not doing a very good job.
Well, good. Good for them.
Good.
I never thought I'd say that about the FCC. In spite of the fact that the FCC claims that it polices the illegal activity of stations that refuse to comply with the law, little evidence exists that such enforcement action occurs in the Northeast. An arrogant underclass exists.
Peasants.
Right. who believes that rules and regulations do not apply to them. They believe that they can use my and your radio spectrum as they choose without regard to other users of the spectrum or the rule of law. Many have taken up this criminal activity as a hobby. Of course, many of these self-centered, egotistical persons spout invective about free speech, quote-unquote, when, in fact, they are simply a lawless lot who have set themselves above or beyond the law. I cannot sue, quote-unquote, the wave for its trespass on my property because neither the local nor the federal courts have jurisdiction. The jurisdiction lies with the Federal Communications Commission, which refuses to provide
on my property. So he reminds me, we talked a couple days ago about the woman I used to know that would like put her ear up to the wall at 2 a.m. and go, those neighbors are playing music again. You know, like he's complaining about being harmed, being triggered, being trespassed upon by something that he's only aware of if he goes looking for it.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Of course.
Go on.
The jurisdiction lies with the Federal Communications Commission, which refuses to provide, quote, due process, unquote, to me.
To me?
Yeah.
To me?
Right. The perpetrator of this criminal activity has refused to discontinue the operation of his illegal radio station, even after I have sent him this letter. I hope that federal agents will hold him accountable to the fullest extent of the law. His response
contacted the police, claiming that he threatened to burn the house down. The guy writing this letter, the guy who hates pirate radio, tried to turn a pirate radio station, and said that the people he was ratted on him for threatening to burn his house down. I believe he threatened to burn their house down. The way he sounds,
oh yeah,
I believe it.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government license is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at Fiendfest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPStrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Worms.
Worms. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
This show is called Open Source Software. I actually Googled that term, and it does exist, but it's mostly on articles written by, like, financial institutions and commercial software companies telling you why open source software is bad for you, and you shouldn't use it.
That's pretty funny.
Seriously.
Open source software will give you the AIDS.
So it's basically hit pieces on open source software?
Yeah, kind of like, did you guys ever see that? We'll get back to bashing the bashers of free speech in a few minutes.
Johnson, or whatever his name is.
Johnson, yeah.
Richard
D. Did you guys ever see that video that went around? It was from some credit card company, and it was like the CEO of the company, I think it was MasterCard, because we made fun on the air of that it was, you know, MasterCard, because they want to control you.
The
it was the CEO of MasterCard really sweaty, like wearing a suit and just looking skinny and bug-eyed and sweaty. Like, I'm not going to say he'd been up all night. Well, I think he'd been up all night, but I'm not going to say he'd been shoving anything up his nose. But he looked really sweaty, really like he hadn't slept and really kind of freaked out. And it was this like 15-minute rant. He was obviously reading from like I don't think a teleprompter, because his eyes pointed different places. I think it was somebody holding up, you know, big cardboard with like bullet points. And it was like talking about why Bitcoin is bad and why you should trust MasterCard and not use Bitcoin. And the video got pulled pretty quick, but people mirrored it and then got, and you know, DMCA demands. Well, by the way, Cantwell is doing DMCA demands. Do you guys know about that?
I saw that.
Doesn't surprise me. He's a fascist, calls himself one. So, yeah.
Next thing you know, he'll be complaining about pirate radio stations.
He will, probably. He'll be on them. He'd be interviewed by them and then turn them in the next day, probably. I could see that.
And threaten to burn their house.
I'm looking for a fat superhero right now, because I'm going to make an image for the show that's Richard B. What's his name? Richard B. Johnson. Yeah. The guy who's complaining about pirate radio, even though
Little Dickie Johnson.
Little Dickie Johnson. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put his head on a fat superhero and call it, what was the dream I had? Oh, Bandwidth Man. It was Bandwidth Man, and then his sidekick was going to be Freak, F-R-E-Q, like frequency. Bandwidth Man and Freak.
Oh, I thought you meant P-H-R-E-E-K, like the nope. The hacker term.
Oh, no, not to Freak. Nothing that cool. No. So, we're talking about this guy. We're going to read about this guy. What more did this guy say in this letter, open letter?
Well, when we left, he had been accused of trying to burn a house down, or threatening to burn a house down. Continued, he furthermore modified his webpage, now claiming that the station is a Part 15, quote-unquote, operation. Part 15 of the FCC rules allows a maximum permitted signal level of 250 microvolts per meter at 3 meters for non-licensed devices, far less than the signal emanating from this illegal radio station site. Furthermore, no radiation whatsoever is allowed on the frequency 87.9 megahertz for transmissions.
Go on.
For transmissions intended for reception by the general public. Therefore, I created this website to demonstrate the problem and hope that some federal agency will fix the problem with the FCC so that radio pirates are not allowed to exist. Benjamin Franklin declared, "The pen is mightier than the sword. I hope that modern penmanship works as well."
Benjamin Franklin would have ran a sword through this guy, seriously.
Yeah. But, oh, he's such a heroic figure, this Mr. Richard B. Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, this site's only had 240 visits, and it's from years ago. Somewhere this whole thing, there's a date. Man, 240 visits? They're probably from the last time we covered this on the show, like 4 years ago, and from when I, you know, that's an inordinately low number of visits on a website. Can't believe it. So the thing, you know, for someone who claims numbers. To know, sorry, go ahead. What?
No, that's like personal web page numbers.
It's like bad personal web page numbers. Yeah. For someone this guy claims to know the FCC laws really well. And I did some digging, and like, it actually turns out he helped create some of the FCC laws. We'll go into that.
Later, oh, of course he did.
Yes. Yes. So, he's wrong that you cannot have any broadcast on that frequency because, actually I think is that to the left of the band? Is that the like below?
I thought 87.9 was the lowest that's always the lowest that went on any of my radios.
Okay. So this would be within that band. 87.9. Oh, it's the beginning of the band. It's the far left.
Yeah, I would assume it's the far left of the band.
Oh, yeah. From 87.5 to 108.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Because there is actually like something lower than that some radios can get that some people use, but that's not what they're talking about. So he's wrong because the whole FM band and the whole AM band are absolutely legal to use under the Part 15, what he's talking about, which is basically the rough indication is 100 milliwatts or left, like a tenth of a watt. And they're using 10,000 times that, 100 watts. But no, he's absolutely wrong that you cannot have any radiation whatsoever on that band. If that frequency is open, you can have a 100 milliwatt transmitter with a certain type of antenna that's not too efficient, which people actually do this legally and have websites of, you know, here's our, like, they brag about it and give the information and don't try to hide it. My nickname for it is the most powerful station in the tri-yard area, because that's about what you can get with part 15, maybe. Now, you can get, if you do it right, especially on AM, legal part 15, you can get half a mile radius, which, you know, in an urban area, could be a lot of potential listeners. So, and then he goes on this letter to say that the webpage is published in the public domain. It may be freely copied in full or in part for any purpose whatsoever. I'm kind of surprised with that and kind of like, okay, that makes sense. Like, couldn't you see this guy saying, like, this page may not be reproduced without written permission from the owner? You know, I could see that, but
yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't have a copyright.
Yeah, he has an idea he wants to spread. So I went
maybe
and dug down
his website.
The rest of this guy's, that's a question too. Can you Bipcot something that someone else owns? I'd say yeah. You know, if it's someone Square who owns it, I'd say the libertarian social contract allows you to Bipcot. I mean, there's a picture of people Bipcotting, what is it, Mount Rushmore and the Grand Canyon. Oh, and the grave, like, and you went to G.G. Allen's grave, and then Steve Miller yes. took his Bipcot flag and put it at the foot of Derringer, the guy who invented the Derringer, at his grave.
Oh, that's
Philly.
Right. Yeah. My goal at some point, and this may actually get me killed, but I was really thinking I wanted to try it before I leave New York.
Did you say?
It's possible. It'll get me killed. Yeah.
Tell me more. Dangerous. Tell me.
I would need help, but I wanted to try to drape it over the hood of an NYPD cruiser.
Oh man. There's a filmmaker I really like who really was influential on a lot of stuff now, even though most people never heard of him. His name's it's not Richard Kern. It was the guy who was friends with Richard Kern, Nick Zed. Remember, you know, in Pulp Fiction where he says, whose motorcycle is this, baby? Oh, it's Zed's. Zed's dead. Yeah. That's a joke, because there was a Film Threat magazine said that Nick Zed died, but he didn't. They had a fake obituary. So that's a ref. That's an insider, you know, indie film joke. Nick Zed did a film called Police Story or Police. God, I think it was Police. That's a Black Flag record. It was Police something. And it was like a 3-minute short, black and white, Super 8 film of basically like the guy who made the film being the main actor in it and getting beat up by a cop, like, reenacting something that he said happened to himself. But at the end of it, oh, I think it's Police State. I don't know. But the credits of it are him spray painting the name of the movie on a police car. Like, actually doing it. That's gutsy, man.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Well, see, that'll immediately get you into facing. I figure if we just hold a flag,
Police
like, in
State.
Front of it.
The movie's called Police State, 1987. It's on YouTube. Check it out, people. So, I'm going to make a fat superhero of this guy. FCC man. Oh, no, Bandwidth man. Oh, they do accuse him of being a child molester, the people who replied to him. I think we should read their reply. We're not saying he's a child molester. We're just reading something on the internet. So do you guys have that one up?
Pretty inflammatory.
The reply. Yeah, let's find some high points of that real quick and read them. You got it?
Is this the one where this is essentially them doxing him?
I also thought I found him on Facebook, but I'm not going to link it because I'm not positive it's him, and I really don't want to be wrong, but it's someone who lives like 10 miles away from where this guy supposedly lived, you know, in the same county, maybe moved, who looks a lot like he'd look 10 years older. But the thing is, I looked through this whole other Richard Johnson's Facebook page, like down many, many, many scrolls down the page, and there's nothing about ham radio. And I'll tell you one thing about ham radio operators, good or bad, if they
don't
have
shut up about it.
They don't shut up about it. You know, what's that joke?
They're like vegans.
a vegan, a vegan, a CrossFit trainer, and a something go into a bar.
Ham radio operator
go into a bar, and everyone in the bar knew within 5 minutes. It's that kind of thing. So
how do you know?
The same guy.
They told you.
Yeah. But the guy's Facebook has OHM in it, O-H-M, which really, that's the one thing that seems ham radio-y about it. But
well, see, yeah. I thought it was O-M-C, like O-H.
It's O-M-C too again. Oops, sorry. It's OHM, it's like home again, but it's OHMs again, OHMs too again. I don't know. I don't want to say it, but...
I mean, based on the pushback he got on his trying to take these people down, I could see him not wanting to talk about that publicly anymore. So
I would think he'd be more likely to have a private page and talk about it a lot, but he has a public page and doesn't talk about it at
all.
So
read
some of the things that the targeted radio pirates said back to him on their website.
Well, the opening paragraph is pretty great. It says, Richard B. Johnson, you are now a target. You better be on your best behavior. You should make sure that the speedometer is very accurate. Don't go over the speed limit. Make any illegal lane changes. Don't forget to signal when you turn or change lanes. Make sure your property is up to code. Stop leaving your NAMBLA magazines for the neighborhood boys walking by your house. There's more, but we'll have to get to that when we get back from the break. Well, best people, this is what you get.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, whatever you do, don't go to the website DamonDox.JimJesus.com.
Don't do it.
DamonDox, DamonDox.JimJesus.com. Don't go to that. Because it's a site that used to be somewhere else that after 2 years of hosting really cheap, they go up to $50 a year for hosting and registration, domain registration, which sounds like a lot, but it's the one site that will not take you down. You know, they won't take something down just because it's obnoxious. They'll only take it down with a court order. So we moved it. I mean, it got moved. I didn't have anything to do with making this site of the guy who doxed me and Jim Jesus. So there it is. All right.
So loving fan did it for you.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about the FCC late, about we're going to read, we're going to spend the rest of the 5 minutes of the show. Redemption in the Third Act is us reading this letter back from the guys that this guy tried to mess up. They did not lie down and take it quietly. So, but then another show, we're going to talk about the loudness police, which is, it's actually illegal to have an advertisement average loudness higher than the show. So... liberals, anarchists deal with loud shows by hitting mute, loud commercials by hitting mute. Statists deal with it by writing their congressman, and literally that's how it happened. All right, so read more of this wonderful letter to Little Dickie Johnson, Richard B. Johnson.
Oh.
Got it?
Yeah, well, where I left off was,
yep.
In the future, you should avoid pointing your weapons at teen girls walking by the house your mother left you.
Oh, man.
Should be kept. Walking by the house, it looks like it should have been written twice. Should be kept much better than you have. We will be posting updated photos here to keep you in compliance with your neighbor's wishes. And then they have photos like the Google Maps photo, and then they have pictures of his house, and you know. And then they have stuff about themselves saying this is not a pirate radio site. We do not broadcast over the air. And
I think they stopped. I think they probably got contacted finally, you know,
Well, yeah, because it says Richard B. Johnson tells lies on the radio boards. The FCC did visit late today. However, they did not shut down 87.9 FM. The way
they shut it down the day before. Yeah. So real quick, the thing that this guy did was he used to work at some company. He used to be somebody in radio technology, and now he's retired and nobody. And that's why he's a busybody. You know, he used to be too busy being respected for designing radio equipment, and now he's a nobody. But
well, he didn't even retire. He got fired.
Oh, did he? Is that what it said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wouldn't retire.
Yeah.
He wouldn't retire. So get out of here.
Yeah. He designed the first commercially available transistor as opposed to tubes, transmitter. You know, like he worked for a company that made broadcast equipment, and he made the first transistor one, you know, in the late 50s, early 60s. And
that's actually pretty impressive.
And they had to change the FCC regulations to be able to use it. And his company helped get it changed because it said that, you know, part of the regulations was that there had to be a meter on the unit that showed the output of the cathode on the main broadcast tube at any time. And there was no such tube. So they, you know, it was illegal to use this unit until they got that changed. So, you know, he has more stake in FCC regulations than the average ham because he helped build them, and he thinks that makes them perfect, and he thought it would be like that forever and stop pirates.
Here's my favorite little entry in this response. Richard Johnson is a lifetime Marxist and is a member of several Marxist organizations like the ACLU and the NAACP.
See, the ACLU, I wouldn't really call them Marxist. I mean, I think they do good work overall, even though they don't. The only time they've defended a gun owner was when it was an illegal search. It was nothing about the gun owning. It was like, oh, he was targeted racially for being a white man in a black neighborhood, but he lived there.
Yeah.
And they found his illegal gun, so they got it thrown out, which is kind of cool. But I don't even know if they do it anymore. But yeah, he does sound like a lifetime Marxist to me, man.
And I did some digging. He does go by Dick.
Oh, good, because this little Dickie is the name of the file I made of him. I put him on a furry's head, you know, those people that dress up as animals. And
oh, wow.
Sex. Yeah. Yep.
Poor little Dickie Johnson.
Yeah, poor little Dickie. Well, that just sounds wrong, and can you say it on radio? Apparently you can, because the FCC isn't flat kicking in our door yet.
Well, his letter is any indication. They don't seem to care about most things.
Hey, we're on legal radio. He should be happy. I'm going to send him this. Make sure you put his name in it and link his site so he'll find it.
Worms.
Yep, worms.